At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right, it's story time, Kennedy.
Okay.
You know, we were just talking about the 250th birthday for the Army, the big celebration happening down at Gillette Stadium this weekend.
Yes.
And it's just reminding me of two quick stories from when I was in. So I went in, I did delayed entry out of high school. So I got a year off after I graduated high school. I went and traveled a little
bit. Took a gap year, Kirsten.
I did kind of take it, not quite a full year, but, you know, went up to Maryland and visited some family and worked a little bit. And then you go down to Miami. That's where you report in. And you have to go down and, you know, you're not flying. They put you on a train. So I go down to the Miami train station and I get there like, and I'm like 8 hours early for my train. And I am just bored out of my mind. And so I'm just kind of walking around the neighborhood where the train station is looking for things to do. And I end up in the old train yard and me and another guy who is also going in. And we're in this old train yard, and there's these old beat-up trains. And so we start throwing, you know, the rocks that are around all the old tracks, right?
What are you, eight?
We're idiots, is what we are.
Did you put some pennies on the tracks, too?
And so there's these old abandoned trains that are in this, you know, empty train yard behind where we are. And we're throwing rocks, hitting the trains, glasses breaking, just complete idiot behavior. And lo and behold, some authority comes over and it's like, what are you guys doing? And we're like,
nothing.
Throwing rocks.
About to serve our country.
Yeah. And they're like, you know, this is federal property. Like, it's a train yard. This is federal property. And you're destroying federal property. I just saw you break the windows on that train. Follow me. And so he takes us back to the train, the hub of the train station there in Miami. They go and get, so they have an office in there for the recruiters situation, because there's a lot of people in the military that are catching trains there.
Why didn't you guys run as soon as he said, hey?
I don't know. I wasn't that smart, Dan.
Okay, fair enough.
People, Dan, stop and do what they're told.
Oh.
Not all of us have that gene. I wish I did.
Yeah, I didn't have
that
gene.
You've been training for basic. You can outrun him.
I hadn't even been, yeah.
I know, but you've been training.
Oh, yeah. So they take us back to the train station. They grab somebody from the military. They sit us down in this office, and they explain to us all the laws that we've just broken and that we have probably ruined our military career. And then they leave. And they leave me and this guy sitting in this empty room.
Just to give you something to think about.
Oh, my gosh. And so, like, 10 minutes later, they come back in. And they're like, here's what's going to happen. Your train leaves in, like, 4 hours. There's two seats over there. You sit there and you don't move for the next 4 hours. And so me and that guy sat there.
Get out.
For 4 hours, and we got on the train. Thank God, because I never would have gotten in. So I go through basic training, no problem. And then after basic training, I do what's called AIT. That's mm-hmm. where they teach you your job. Mm-hmm. And then you also go, I went to airborne school. Mm-hmm. So they teach you how to jump out of airplanes.
Death from above.
Right. And so the way it works is every morning they'd put a thing out on a board in front of your barracks and they'd say what time breakfast was, what time we were leaving to go to train or to go on our jump. And every day it was the exact same schedule. And so it's now the last day, okay? And we're going to have our final jump. You have to complete 5 jumps to finish school. Families have come in. My dad has come in. My mom has come in. My cousins come in. And they say to us the night before, they're like, we're leaving at this time, but if your family's here and you want to go eat breakfast with them, you're allowed to leave the military base. We were at Fort Benning.
Which is exciting, because military food is trash.
Exactly. So my mom comes and picks me up, and she takes me to like a Waffle House.
Oh, the dream.
And I've been eating barracks food. It is 1,000 degrees in Georgia in July. I weigh 150 pounds soaking wet and haven't had a decent meal. And I order everything off of the menu. And as soon as I finish, you know, we've been sitting there a few minutes, and I realize I may have misread the board.
You?
Yeah.
No.
And so the movement time was actually the time of the jump. We were moving an hour before that. And just as they deliver all of this food, I say to my mom, we have to leave. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I think I'm off by an hour and we have to get back because if I miss the jump, I don't graduate. So they are just delivering the food. She throws down cash. We get in the car. We haul ass back. And sure enough, they are leaving. Everybody is in full uniform. You know, all the BDUs, the Kevlars, everybody has everything on. And I am in civilian clothes. I'm in like shorts and t-shirt and flip-flops. So I run into the barracks. Somebody stops me. They're like, where were you? I'm like, we got a flat tire. I lied. He's like, you better get your ass upstairs and get. So I run and get, because if you miss a movement, that's it. You're done. And so I run upstairs. Now, I had been a road guard at that time. So road guards kind of move around. When you're moving hundreds of soldiers, they have road guards in front, in the middle, and behind to help stop traffic. Because when you're out moving across a military base, like you're moving across the roads, you got to stop traffic or whatever. So I have the road guard vest. So I throw on my road guard vest and I just kind of, I've catch up about a mile down, you know, from the barracks, and I just run behind. I jump in with the other road guards. We get to, you know, where we're going to set up before we jump. And our sergeant comes around and he's like, you missed movement, Tager. Where were you? I was like, no, I was in the back. I was road guard vest. Road guard vest, and I am dripping with sweat because I had to run twice as fast. You know, you're in boots and full battle dress uniform, and he's like, "Are you sure you were?" I'm like, "Yeah, I was here." And
yes, Sergeant.
He turns to the guy next to me. He's like, "Was he here the whole time?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah, yes, sir." You know, whatever he says.
It's a good guy.
Yeah, good guy.
Ride or die. Ride or die.
You've been through it together.
It was the only reason I made it through jump school, and so I made it through the jump. We went. I had our fifth jump. And I graduated.
Did you then go to Waffle House and get that food? Never
got back to Waffle House after that. They put us on a bus and shipped us to Fort Bragg, and that was the end of that.
But the cooks ate good that day. They ordered 4 pounds of food, nobody ate.
Just left.
Well, we're glad that you did.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.